The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, January 8th, 2013, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. New Sons of Liberty members, we want to welcome you all. And I don't have time to read through the whole list. Last night we had an enormous spike of you all liking the page. Ready from Joey Gamrat to Scott Anderson, Tom Coulter, Andrea Williams.
We know who you are.
We've been watching Albert Hendershot, Rob Ramsey, Marion Marsh, and blah, 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 blah. All of you are equally important. Please don't feel bad if I left you out, but there was over 50, 60, I think, of you.
70.
Signed in. 70.
That should warm the cackles of your heart.
My cackles
friends.
Are being warmed
yes.
right now, as
yes.
a matter of fact.
No, warm your cackles.
I like looking at it. It's like a living organism on there, all of the works that you all do.
Here's the question, though, Jake.
Yeah.
Because this is always important stuff people just overlook. Do you want me to...
Yes.
Okay, I'll lay it to your candor. Cackles. I want to know what cackles are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that funny?
Hey, as a matter of fact, the 1828 Webster's, did you know 20% of all of those definitions use Bible verses to explain their meanings?
Say it again.
1828 Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah.
27% of all the meanings use Scripture.
Oh, yeah.
To give their meaning.
Well, it says right at the beginning of the Webster's, 1828, Noah Webster,
yes,
right?
Sir.
One of our founders. One
He's
of
a veteran.
That went through the Revolutionary War, that established, that know the price of our liberties, who we are. It said at the very beginning of that Webster's, 1828, it says that he taught millions to read and not one to sin. In other words, not one to violate God's law.
That's right.
Oh, it's cockles. Cockles, that's kind of weird. Cockle. Cockles.
Cockle.
A plant or weed that grows among the comrows. Yeah, this isn't lining up.
Cockles.
Yeah, a young cock.
Carrie? Okay. Carrie, you
yeah, well, that'll give Heather something to do for a couple minutes.
That's true.
I thought it was the cackles. I've always been told the cackles of my heart. Or is that like the Western English version of cockle?
It could be.
Well, you guys can go ahead and check me. Please do. Check.
Can I go back to the
we
Facebook?
We want to know. Please do.
All right.
Yeah,
Facebook.
That's more important than cackles anyways.
We started with Facebook. By the way, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's the Patriot with the tricorn. It says Sons of Liberty right on it.
The.
Which all of you.
Patriots.
That's right. And the new columns that we've added, Young Patriots, the SLU Journal, Conservative Daily News, just posted Bradley's newest commentary. That'll be found on there. But this is what was interesting. We started a little bit of engaging.
Jake, look at me really quick.
Between two people.
Because I know everybody's hanging on this, okay?
Oh, okay.
The common English phrase, it warms the cockles of my heart, is used to mean that a feeling of deep-seated contentment has been generated.
That's
yeah,
nice.
I feel that way.
That was really nice.
So, I mean, you...
That's right. My cockles were warmed last night.
No, their cockles were warmed.
Mine was, too.
Here, let's just put it this way.
I gotta
hugs.
Be honest.
Hugs.
If I could give you all a virtual hug right now, I would do it.
Yes.
Maybe, Bradley, you can get your next text art can be just you hugging. Like,
no, he,
virtually
Jake does
somebody.
Not look the way he sounds, though.
No.
No.
He, and you want to know what I look like, don't you?
I
well,
would.
You're not
going to
find
I
out because I'm not going to show you. This debate broke out on our Facebook page. When we posted the U.S. Marines' scathing response to Senator Frankenstein, also known as Feinstein's gun control. By the way, she does pack heat, but she wants yours registered.
She does, dude.
So then it can be confiscated.
She does. Someone also posted a picture of that Carrie Joker, and they took a picture of Lurch, and they put them next to each other. It's like, oh, my gosh, folks. Some people have more time on their hands than others do.
That is text art that is amusing. Our text art will bring a purpose. But Amber Moon commented, it's a funny thing. We aren't free, she said. And if these men were about protecting our freedom, they would have attacked that big white place by now. I'm assuming she means the White House.
Yeah.
Another illusion that is that it is too
well, no,
painful
let's correct
for
the first
people
one.
To admit.
No, let's correct the first one.
He's going to.
Oh, good.
This is really
okay.
Good. So somebody commented next. David Feltenberger said, I would love to say you have more freedom than you think. Not as much as we used to, but it is your attitude and everyone else's
That's
attitude
right.
that the government controls us instead of what our Constitution says, which we control the governments. But Americans don't think that way anymore, but it is that way still.
You still have the freedom to do the right thing,
That's
friends.
Right.
I am sick and tired of people pushing fear on people
yeah.
to motivate them, and it's the wrong use of fear. It's a diabolical fear.
He goes into the solution. If you want to prove it, then organize your fellow Americans and create a movement and get people involved, and let's take our country back before
right.
we lose all of our freedoms. So
now that's,
good job, David.
That's the kind of guy we can work with
that's
to
right.
establish our freedoms. More freedoms that are being encroached upon today, we can undo, throw those chains
yeah.
of the Constitution on the criminals in government so we don't have to worry about the chains of tyrants.
That's right. It's an illusion, what they have, folks. It is straight up an illusion. So whenever
it
we
is.
Post anything on
and it's
Facebook,
all promulgated through fear and deception
yeah.
by a tyrannical government, and always.
Then, and then ultimately through what? Toleration, by not reacting towards it. So way to go for you, David Feltenberger, a true son of liberty. Also, we had a few emails. One was about, I'm going to skip that one because I don't have time. I'm not sitting back. What do I need to do? We can't wait 4 years to get rid of him. This kind
That's
of
right.
arrogance
Teach
and
him.
Defiance is pointed straight at suspension of elections. He intends to stay in power. Talk, talk, talk. What do we do? And
impeach him.
Impeachment.
Amen.
Thank you for your comments, folks. We love it. Sons
and,
of Liberty.
And friends,
Facebook.
Do the math. You have the power to impeach.
Yes.
No question about it. They're afraid to death mm-hmm. of you understanding that you do have the power to impeach. Same with those nine
way.
People sitting on the bench
yeah.
called the Supreme Court. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, over the last week, we've been talking about Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler. And then on Friday, we're going to get to Nuremberg trials, and I'm actually excited about that. Because America needs to understand we need to have these trials before our country is destroyed and millions of people are eradicated in the name of tyranny. But yesterday, I didn't want to rush the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. So what I'd like to do is just do a little recap and get through the dictator, Joseph Stalin, so people can understand the parallels as to what I'm seeing in our country today with this administration. And it wasn't just, and it hasn't just been this administration. It's been past administrations. Friends, if you go back to George W. Bush, Daddy Bush, he called for a new world order over 212 times. He knew he had to create chaos to bring in a new world order. And so we've been seeing the earmarks ever since in a major way. I think people before I was around could say that it started with Kennedy. Some people could go back and say it started around World War II. Some could say that it was with Roosevelt. Some could say it was with Woodrow Wilson. I mean, freedom is always under attack in every sense of the word. And it always is going to be under attack. But, friends, that's why God gave us rights. But God left us. The Bible told us, and as well as he has told us, that we have to fight the good fight of faith to remain in the rights that God has given us, to remain in that liberty that Christ and that only Christ can give us. That's very important for people to understand. But in saying that, let's get back to the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. United Together in Terror is the system of terror, and it was essential to Stalinism, said Condoleezza Rice. She was under Bush's administration. Do you remember after September 11th, friends? Right after the two towers fell, people inside of government said that George Bush could be using this to implement a new world order because they knew who his dad was. Well, of course they squelched that. Of course they did a blackout on those people. But it's interesting that Condoleezza Rice would be the one to say something like that because she understood something. I'm not saying she's guilty of it. I'm saying she understood what terrorism was used for, because terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Mm-hmm. Friends, that's why when you look at terror across the world, why is it that nobody's ever nabbed? How come it's never stopped? And who does it work for? Yesterday, I gave you the parallel to the Egyptian people because we hear about the Muslim Brotherhood all the time.
Well, if you go to Egypt, these people over there are saying, listen, we know that they're using us in a way that we don't understand because we don't know who the Muslim Brotherhood is. But everybody thinks they come out of Egypt. No, this is universal. And you have the Henry Kissingers, you have Obama himself over in Europe talking about a new world order. He said there's no other way. We played that several times on the radio for you. But folks, why is it that they all understand to use terror to bring in control through manipulation? If we would simply just go behind the curtain and say, okay, who's responsible for terror? Friends, we would find out that it is corruption throughout governments in this world to establish a new world order. As a matter of fact, if you look in Scripture, God already told you what this was about. He said, I will appoint terror to those people that will not adhere to my commandments in Leviticus 26. I will appoint those over you that hate you. You will flee when none pursueth. I can go on and on, the exacting. I have a heathen friend just last week called me up. He said, Bradley, what do you think about what's going on? I started telling him what was going on. He said, that's exactly right. Went out and armed himself. He did, and he should. Matter of fact, I never had any sort of firearm until I understood it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was raised up in North Minneapolis. People had them illegally, but I bought it legally.
Yeah.
But the point is this, is that he called me and I said, listen, bro, I know you don't like to hear this. And it doesn't matter if you like to hear it or not. I care about your soul. I love you enough to tell you the truth. You need to read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. And friends, I reiterate that. I continuously flag you on those two scriptures because if you want to know what is happening in America today, just go read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. My heathen friend called me 2 days ago. He said, Bradley, I read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. I said, good. I said, isn't it interesting? I said, there's 14 blessings to the 55 curses in Deuteronomy 28. And America still wants those blessings, but they don't want to obey God to maintain those blessings because they don't love God. Because they've never seen the sacrifice of Jesus Christ evidently set forth and crucified for his own sins that he is guilty of putting Christ up on the cross for. And he just said to me, this is what he said to me. He said, right on. And there was an anointing in the room. He said, right on. And I never had this conversation with him before. He said, Bradley, do you realize over the last 15 years, everything that you have been saying, he said, it's exactly what we're dealing with today. I said, well, that's a prophetic ministry. People need to catch up. They think you're crazy until all of a sudden you're in it. It's kind of like Jeremiah. He would tell them things knowingly, unknowingly, because he was in derision daily.
Yep.
But he said that word was like a fire shut up in his bones. He would just get it off him. And he would throw it out there for the people. And then he would tell the people what the Lord was doing. And then they would laugh at him, throw him in prison, give him the bread of affliction. And then later on, when the word came to pass, they would go get Jeremiah. And Jeremiah would say, no, 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 too late, sorry. The book of Lamentations is coming. You didn't listen to me at the beginning. And that's exactly what God does through his judgments. Listen, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. And Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. Well, what did Jesus do? He came to magnify the laws of God. God's moral law, friends, not a ceremonial law. That's been done away with in Christ. And so in saying that, it's the first time my heathen friend called me and he said, Bradley, right on. My heathen friend read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and he realized right then and there that, wait a second, if I'm not going to listen to God for his blessings, I'm going to find him in his judgments and in his curses. And that's exactly right. America, just read those two books, and you'll understand God is telling you exactly what's coming down the line. And it will happen verbatim, because God is not a man that he should lie. But he loves us enough again in his mercy to warn us of what's coming down the line if you do not respond to his commandments, friends, not his suggestions. Nowhere in Scripture does God suggest when giving commandments. Nowhere.
Hence, it's a commandment, right?
Hence,
it directs and tells
us. It is a commandment. So, back to Joseph Stalin. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Gorbachev, a Russian dictator, said that Stalin was a genius devil. He was militant, committed, and he was also a known bank robber and a murderer. And you know what he would do after he stole the money from the bank, after he robbed banks, Joseph Stalin? He would use the money for his party that he was involved in. Boy, that sounds like what we see today.
That's exactly what it
is. Yeah, except they ain't using a gun anymore. They're just using it through deception and calling it law. Stalin was an intellectual. He was an intellectual, but he was a man that could get the job done. End of story. Remember Mussolini? Remember Mao Zedong, friends? Stalin was called a man of steel. Yet again, he was a total outlaw. And Soviet historians had to invent a heroic role for Stalin to play out, because he wasn't the man that they had to portray him to be. Stalin was sent to enforce the party line. That's it. Enforce the agenda. That's it. After they created a civil war. Once Stalin began to take power, he began to kill off his opposition, just like Adolf Hitler, just like Mussolini, just like Mao Zedong, just like any other dictator. Stalin began to kill off his opposition, and he said, quote, unquote, death solves all problems. No man, no problems. Henry Kissinger, friends, not too long ago, said a lot of people are going to die to establish a new world order. You first. You first, sir. So this may make sense as to why the American people are under a siege right now, but we can see the siege. Siege means a slow takeover. Now you can understand why they're aiming for your guns, friends. Just go ask Henry Kissinger. He'll tell you why. Stalin got rid of the last of the resistance, which was called the Whites. Remember Mao Zedong, friends? They were called the Rightists. These were the people that were trying to reestablish the previous government. They didn't want the new way. They wanted the old way. The next thing Stalin zeroed in on was the churches. The churches were desecrated. Priests were openly mocked. What are you seeing today through this administration, friends? Hobby Lobby? Catholic Church? Under Stalin's new dictatorship, all has been now seized. Then when the soldiers that helped him overthrow the old government during the Civil War demanded food and political freedom, Stalin sent in the Red Army, through Trotsky to kill off the resistance. His own people, friends, that helped him implement the new power that he now ruled. The facade of the original intent of the revolution was all over with, so now he had to create more and more, just like Hitler, friends. Just like Mao Zedong. Stalin was in a position in his new regime, and when he was there, he placed around him people who thought like he thought and got rid of anyone that did not agree with him. He would make alliances with those that would help him up the political ladder to power, and then after he got there, he would kill them off, friends. We need to study history. But notice again, all dictators just wanted to ascend their throne above God's without fail. I want to be just like the Most High. But what was the answer from heaven, friends? You shall be brought down to hell, and hell you will be brought to. Be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Last shout out, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talking about Joseph Stalin. All these dictators wanted to send their throne above God's. Publicly, they would acknowledge God.
Oh, yeah.
And act like them.
Might even
like
go to church.
And God, right? Or Jesus were like, yeah, homies or something. But they did exactly the opposite. Sounds exactly as to what we're seeing today, friends. I got a letter back from Obama on two different occasions, sent him two letters confronting him on the homosexual issue and on the abortion issue. He acknowledges his Christianity both times. It's like, brother, who do you think you're kidding? Well, he thinks he's kidding 68% of the Christians, yeah, professed Christians in America that don't know the Word of God anyways.
Yep.
Because if they did, they sure as heck wouldn't be allowing or tolerating the corruption that's taking place in the country,
you know,
today.
It shows what Americans are made of, then, if 68% will actually vote for him. Now, these are the people that actually voted. This isn't of the population. But the people that actually voted, 68%, they get what they deserve, right? And if you go over to these troops that you were talking about that Joseph Stalin used to take over and to get into power and position, he used literally military soldiers to oppress his own people to get into that position.
Yes.
And then he turned and killed them.
Good. Stalin.
Good. Yeah. Kill them. They just got killed because they were used and they let themselves be,
yep,
used to oppress their own people.
That's why it's important, and we know this is a fact. This is why it's important, people that are in government, you listen to the show day after day, because you need to understand the minute that you compromise who you are under God, you lose that protection and that covering. Now you've submitted yourself over to a tyrant. And this is the downfall of every dictatorship. They find out after the fact, yeah, they should have never left the rock in the first place. His name is Jesus Christ. Yeah. And this is history, friends. Mm-hmm. His story, as a matter of fact, when I'm talking about history, history is derived from his story. Whose story? Christ's story.
Okay. Because who's writing it? It's God, ultimately. That's
totally
why it's his story, and it's perfectly documented. You can see what happened because it happened. It's a fixed law, history is. And when you talk about these dictators, It's what they find out too late. Well, then what would a man with knowledge do? He would look at the situation and say, okay, here's what happens when you do this. I don't want that to happen, therefore I'm not going to do this. And you react accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how history teaches you. You don't have to make the same mistakes, get to the same point, and say, I wish I woulda. You're supposed to learn on the front end.
Yeah. Speaking of the dictator, Stalin again. So we've been talking about today, friends. Stalin, step by step, he destroyed all that at length helped him to power. I said that right before the break.
Yep.
He destroyed all of them. Listen to that carefully, those that are around Obama's administration, the Clinton administration, the Bush administration. You're being used for your own demise. Mussolini did it. Mao Zedong did it. Are you different? Are you under a different set of rules? Because, as again, King Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. And there isn't, friends. Different, same methodology, just different times.
That's right.
But let me go on here. Stalin, he began to pull the people into his vision, whether they liked it or not. Does that sound familiar, friends? Because they won't be ruled by law. America, let me remind you of something. You are the law. You are the republic. You need to understand that you, my friends, are the law. And I want to say this again. Government works for you. You don't work for the government. And we are an extension one of another. We're not against each other. We need to do this lawfully in the right way, and we'll bring things to resolve peacefully, if God so permits. Let me go on. Stalin stole all the food once he got into power, whether it was the states or not. Why did he want the food? Because he knew he could control the people. But what was interesting is the time that Stalin stole the food, there was a famine going on in the country. He took the food away from the people to feed themselves. You don't know why? Because they would rather have Stalin outside of the meek son of glory. So God gave him over to Stalin. That's what they wanted. 10 years of hard labor came as a result of stealing an ear of corn during the famine. Listen to the mindset of this devil, friends. So the people in Stalin's famine resorted to cannibalism. That's where they would eat each other, friends. 5 million people died in Ukraine, yet Stalin still denied the famine. And if any mentioned the fact of the famine, it was a punishable offense. This is sick, beyond sick. And you have to understand, with dictators, they always do the unthinkable. They don't think like you and me think, right, friends. Stalin also would take 3 to 7 people. Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. I'll kind of hold up. H.G. Wells, who was an English writer, most of science fiction, but included social and political commentary, in the late 1800s to mid-1900s, said of Stalin, I have never met a man more candid, fair, and honest. So there was his mask. Everybody trusts him, said H.G. Wells. Outside of the country, but not within the country.
Yeah.
Lady Astor asked Stalin how long he was going to keep killing people. Stalin replied, as long as necessary, and he found it necessary for the rest of his life. Talking of Joseph Stalin, friends. By the way, you're seeing the same mindset through the socialists and the communists in America today. They are willing to do what Stalin did, friends.
Yeah.
And so are the atheists lumped in with this lot.
Right. And they're already doing it. They're already doing it right now, because here's what they say. They say that we will murder babies, and we will do it. Planned Parenthood just bragged about how they kill a baby every 93 seconds in this country.
Margaret Sanger is a socialist.
And they go raise money by taxpayer dollars to do it. They are murdering people at a faster rate than Joseph Stalin could have ever dreamed. It would have made his head spin. Secondly, they're willing to use tragic situations in America to take away your ability to defend yourselves.
From them that are creating the tragic circumstances.
Which is exactly what Stalin did. He creates the famine.
So did Hitler. Yep.
And then he makes it a punishable offense to even talk about the famine that he created. Yep. And then if you steal a piece of corn, then you get 10 years in the gulag because you can't steal.
Well,
I created.
But you say within yourself there is no winning. No, you're right. There is no winning. Because that's why Scripture tells us that he came to, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he knows how to do. If you don't want Christ, then you're going to have a dictatorship, friends. There is no in-between. That's why our forefathers continuously reminded us it's either tyrants or it's God. It's either tyrants or it's God. There is no in-between. And what are socialists and communists doing today? Atheists, humanists, communists, what are they doing? They're attacking your foundations. Why are they attacking your foundations, friends? Joseph Stalin said, education is a weapon whose effects depend on who holds it in his hand and at whom it is aimed. That's right. Totalitarianism again. Let me go on here. Did you know that during the time of Stalin's rule, the mass deception could only work if the people were too terrified to tell the truth? And they were. So Stalin, if anybody spoke out, created the gulag. Yesterday I shared with you one of his soldiers was sentenced to 10 years in prison because his tank got stuck in the mud. He was convicted of sabotage. The prisons were full of people who were 10 minutes late for work. I don't like when people are late neither. Someone who stole a bag of potatoes would get 3 to 5 years in prison and sometimes 10. The camps became microisms of the illusional world of Stalin and his creation. Stalin purged the educated class because he didn't want those around that knew better to be around him. His own military, heroes in the sight of the people, were charged publicly and executed or sent to the gulag. They were charged with espionage or counterterrorism. Friends, are you listening to what I'm telling you? Didn't this administration crack down on whistleblowers?
Yeah. Go through the DHS?
Yeah. Weren't we just hearing how the DHS and the ATF and all these other created bureaucracies, that if you were to say anything, you better bring it to us and not bring it to the public eye, because if you are, you will be disciplined or imprisoned? Stalin would not spare anybody. He turned on those, again, who helped him to power. Trotsky, who actually killed off Stalin's resistance that helped him get in power to rule the roost, started to speak out against Stalin because Trotsky was sent to exile because of his popularity. So Stalin had him killed off with an ice pick. They started to turn people in on trumped up charges and sent to prison or they were sent to their deaths. And friends, listen carefully. People in Stalin's regime, dictatorship, were disappearing in the millions. And by the way, it wasn't just adults, it was children as well. As Stalin caused terror, he always blamed it on others, not himself. Same thing Hitler did. Same thing any dictator does. He would blame those in his own government, and then they would disappear. Stalin, to his people, was portrayed as a secular god, a savior to his people, friends. What is this knucklehead Sean Hannity calling Obama the anointed one, and he thinks it's funny? It's not funny at all. The propaganda was relentless. What are you seeing today through the state-run media, friends, attacking anybody that speaks out against this administration? And as I've shared so many times in the past, we already know that this administration vets all the news before you get it. Who did that, friends? All of dictators. New York Times told us that. The propaganda that was relentless in Stalin's time, the slogans, Stalin brought you the revolution, Stalin did this for you. It's interesting as well, friends, with dictators, they ain't giving you anything. They're taking everything from you. Dictators are never giving you anything, friends. They're always taking away from you under the guise of giving you everything, when in fact, they aren't. What is it for a man to gain the world and yet lose his own soul, friends? You need to ask yourself that question. I'm going to come right back after this break. Sew it up with Stalin. Jake's got something to say. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Don't have time for calls. Thanks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Michelson from Michelson in the Morning. Hey, this Dean guy, apparently one of these talk show guys that really annoys all the right people. And for that reason alone, you ought to listen to him, because if he can annoy the hard left and the adventuresome, ethically and adventuresome individuals out there, and you all, and I know who they are, he annoys all the right people and he gets both of my thumbs up.
Wow. Sees it the right way.
How do you wear that hat? Thank you, man. He's one of the main guys out of Iowa, friends. The state
W-H-O.
Of Iowa. Amen. You know what's interesting is the Bible says the commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. I had a reporter one time say to me, Bradley, how is it that you get the response of these people? Well, those people have been getting away with what they've been doing unlawfully long enough.
That's right.
And they need to be told the truth, because the reason they're doing what they're doing for the most part is because nobody has ever told them the truth.
Right.
These people just don't know how to be loved on yet. Remember King David? He was hated for his love,
yep,
in Psalm 109. Remember Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. John 7, John 15. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated me. And faithful are the wounds of a friend. I don't hate folks, the people that you call the left. I love them enough to tell them they're going to stand before a just and a holy God. That's really what it comes down
but
to.
But you don't hate society enough to demand that they change. They don't change. They should change.
Hey, listen, if I seen a bird on the side of the road and it had a broken wing, I would stop and help that bird.
That's humanity.
And if I seen my worst enemy, and I'm talking about those that attack me, those that accuse me, those that blog about me, those, if I seen them on the side of the road and it was in the middle of the winter, I'd be the first one to help them. I'm not out to hurt anybody. I'm out there to get back to who we are so we can all have peace. But we're not going to be able to do that without that element called love, friends. And herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. I'm just as guilty as you are. The difference is I called upon the name of the Lord and he answered me. We love him because he first loved us. And how am I to love the children of God if I don't first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? And therefore, that's why I'm so thankful for the mercy that God has bestowed upon me in every sense of the word, because he has found in his mercy to enable me to put me in the ministry to go out there and seek and save those that which are lost, regardless if they want to crucify me or not, to all people in this country. I love you with my heart.
Well, I hear one common theme through everything that you just said, and I think that differentiates leaders from people who want to be a leader, and that is you're giving all of the glory back to the God who saved you first.
That's right. Well, he gave me the love. The Bible says in Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me. Holy. And that is the resurrected state of understanding what real love is, not man's fallen nature. There's a big distinction, but
your justification goes back to Christ. And that's what we do at the Sons of Liberty. That's the difference between us and many other talk show hosts that you hear, and talk shows and groups and conservatives, blah, 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 blah. You can title it all you want, but if all the glory does not go back to God, we are getting nowhere, because you'll never be able to defeat a mind like Joseph Stalin or what, historically speaking, has murdered millions of people throughout the ages under judgment. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, one of the things I want to bring up today, and I'm going to be doing this on a regular basis so people can understand, we need your support. We're a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c3, so every donation that you give to our organization actually goes as a tax deduction for you. There's multiple ways that you can do it. Right now, we have a benefits package of you becoming a son or daughter of liberty. If you go right to our webpage, Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, it's on the right-hand side, just below the My War banner. And you can fill out that form. You can also become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's multiple benefits involved with that, depending on what stage you set up on, what level you set up on. Also, too, if you go up to the upper left-hand corner of our screen, it's Support the Fight for Justice. It's just a little banner. It looks like a flag in the upper left-hand corner. When you click on that, it shows multiple ways that you can donate, one of them being when you give a $100 donation, you get a silver dollar included with that from our friends at Midas Resources. Finally, there's a $75 Support Our Cause for Justice by buying the My War series, and that's a DVD series that we've been putting out. You guys see these columns put up on WorldNet Daily and also on multitudes of other outlets and on our Facebook. That particular compilation is all five of the DVDs put together, is all of those videos. It's fantastic. It's a great way to have it, keep it, use it for a curriculum, etc. We need your support, folks. We cannot do this without you. We need your gas. We've got the giftings that God has given to us, and we are maximizing them. But we need your help to continue to maximize them more in this country, and God knows that we need it.
Amen. Amen. Back to Stalin, dictator, wanted to ascend his throne above God's. School children were taught that Stalin was infallible. Education became state policy. That's what they're attempting to do right now, and they are doing it, friends, through the federal government, illegally. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, I'm sorry. Stalin, the enforcement of propaganda and indoctrination was mandated through public education to the kids. And the worship of Joseph Stalin was the religion. Listen to me carefully. It went so far with Stalin that one day, Majida, his wife, confronted Stalin about the millions of people who died under his rule during the famine through the students that came to her. One night in a banquet at the Kremlin, the two began arguing. Stalin would begin to flick cigarettes at his wife across the table. So she stormed out of the room, only to find her dead body the next day with a gunshot wound to her head. They said after this that his heart turned to stone. Many blamed him. Many said that she committed suicide. Stalin would team up with his allies, and what's interesting here, friends, of knowing the atrocities committed by this monster, none other than America, through Roosevelt, sent in tanks, planes, and guns for the Soviet troops. As a matter of fact, Time Life and their debasedness, friends, just when you didn't think it could get any worse, not only was Adolf Hitler a man of the year, not only was Stalin the man of the year in 1939 and in 1942, but it's interesting when you look at Time Life's man of the year, You should see how many dictators and criminals fall down the line, friends. And it shows you exactly who they work for, and it's not you, my friends. In 1943, after meeting with Roosevelt and Churchill, Roosevelt introduced Stalin to America as a kindly Uncle Joe. And Churchill even presented Stalin with the Sword of Honor for all of those men and women out there that thought Churchill was a good guy. During the wars that Stalin created, 25 million of his own people died. Returning soldiers were sent to labor camps because Stalin was afraid of revolt of his own people, friends. Stalin's own translators were under suspicion, if not assassinated. The crowds adored him, but he was sure that everyone was out to get him. And this is a common thread with dictators too, friends. They become paranoid of everybody and everything. Everybody becomes suspect because it shows you, again, who they're working for. Now, if they were really homies with Jesus Christ, Jesus would watch their back. But instead, they know as well as you and I know, they're working for themselves. It's the same thing with what you're seeing today, friends. Why is it that this president has 11 armed guards around his children? Why is it that every time he moves, he has helicopters, armed guards, massive amounts of armed guards around him? Friends, if he worked for you, why does he have to defend himself from you? And notice what I said about his kids, too. They have 11 armed guards around their kids when they go to school. But not yours, friends. It shows you who he's working for, and it shows you who he's working against, doesn't it? Back to Stalin. Stalin now turned against the Jews just like Hitler did, because Hitler and Stalin became friends for a minute. That is until Hitler turned on him. Mm-hmm. Which was a reoccurring theme as well.
Yeah.
The doctors were killed because he was afraid that they were plotting to poison him and his advisors. Let me go to the end of Stalin's life, might I, friends. He had a stroke in 1953, February 28th, and over the next couple of days, he would slowly suffocate to death. You know who considered Stalin to be a god and father, my friends? Khrushchev, Brezhnev, Gorbachev, and there's even a call to reinstate Stalinism in communist Russia. Just like in China under Mao Zedong, who killed off all of their fathers and mothers, the younger generation is there only to praise him. Same thing with Stalinism. Oh, by the way, when we go back to Mussolini, they're doing the same thing with Mussolini through his grandkids. His family members are actually trying to justify what that puny, puny man did. Mm-hmm. And every one of these men are puny men.
Yep.
And they served a very stupid and a corrupt people. So here we are.
And hence the people inherited their own judgment.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about Adolf Hitler. Incredible. Wow, wow, wow. And then what we'll do is we'll wrap it up on Friday, Lord willing. So we'll probably drag Adolf Hitler for the next 2 days. But again, friends, notice the reoccurring themes. Notice the parallels. Notice the similarities as to what's going on in your country. If you can learn this lesson, friends, you can see what you're in for if you don't turn back to the Father in Jesus' name. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
So much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.